Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Some people play video games to relax, but others do it for the thrill of a good challenge. You know, to test their gaming mettle and all that. But even the hardiest, most competitive players among us have their limits. You know, where we just have to hold up our hands and accept that the reward just isn't worth the effort. So, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 hardest video game challenges that aren't worth the effort. Number 10, insanely perfect relics. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. Even hardcore Crash Bandicoot fans were taken aback by how infuriatingly difficult the recent fourth game was, touting a brutal level of challenge worthy of the beloved original. Beating the base game is one thing, but those seeking out a greater challenge could complete the time trials to unlock the platinum relics, and further still, the most masochistic of players could also attempt to obtain the 38 insanely perfect relics. Now, insanely perfect relics are collected by beating a level without dying and smashing every single crate, which, given the more expansive length of Crash 4's stages, is an extremely demanding 2-for-1 task. You can spend literally dozens of hours practicing for this, and even then there's no guarantee of success, especially considering the absurd level of challenge in the game's later levels. But even if you do scoop up all 38 relics, you have to consider whether it's really worth such a colossal time sink. I mean, all you get is a mere trophy called Perfectionist and 106% completion, essentially at the likely cost of your own insanity. See what I did there? Number 9, New York Minute Hardcore, Max Payne 3. Despite its aesthetic departure from the two previous games, Max Payne 3 was still a bloody good sequel, goddammit, and one that threw the gauntlet to end all gauntlets down at players' feet with its New York Minute Hardcore mode. Now, in the series, New York Minute tasks players with beating each level before a timer runs out, with extra seconds being gained by gunning down enemies. Players who beat Max Payne 3 on New York Minute, though, will then unlock the hardcore version, where death will send players back to the very beginning of the game. That alone makes the mode off-limits to all but the most maddeningly skilled of players, i.e. not me, but what truly makes it not worth the effort is the tendency for players to suddenly be taken out by RNG headshots. Given the chaotic nature of the game's firefights, it's incredibly easy for an errant, near-unavoidable bullet to hit you straight in the noggin and instantly end your run. Combine this with the fact that many of the game's cutscenes are unskippable without a mod, and it's also fairly prone to randomly crashing, and you've got a ready-made recipe for player frustration. Sure, you'll get an achievement called The Shadows Rushed Me out of it, but at what cost? At what cost? Number 8. Unlock all the cheats the hard way. GoldenEye 007. Cheat codes are perhaps the most tragic casualty of modern achievement-centric gaming, as the wonderful array of cheats in the N64 classic GoldenEye 007 proves without any doubt. By inputting various cheat codes, which admittedly are pretty long, you're able to unlock each of the game's single-player levels in its beloved multiplayer mode, and also features such as invincibility, DK mode, aka Big Head mode for all the youngins out there, all weapons, invisibility, no radar, and so on and so forth. You don't need to input codes to unlock these levels and cheats, though. Most of the levels, in fact, can be unlocked simply by beating them in the single-player campaign, while the cheats can be progressively unlocked by beating the levels in record time. Here, you've got literally a few minutes apiece to beat most of the game's levels, which is no easy feat, especially when you're dealing with the game's famously unpredictable AI, particularly during that damn Natalia escort mission. Ultimately, unless you really fancy the challenge, it's just not worth the hassle when you can unlock the goodies with a few button presses instead. Is the sense of achievement really worth countless hours of your life that you could just spend instead playing the awesome multiplayer mode with your friends? No. I think not. Number 7, Chapter 9's Golden Strawberry, Celeste. Unlocking GoldenEye's goodies the hard way seems like pure amateur hour compared to basically everything about the infuriatingly difficult but fantastic platformer Celeste. The game's greatest challenge lies in collecting the Golden Strawberries, which are only obtained by beating a chapter without dying even once. Considering that even skilled players will suffer thousands of deaths throughout the game given its focus on trial and error problem solving, you need to be a master of Celeste's gameplay mechanics and level layouts before you even dare consider attempting to collect the Golden Strawberries. There's one in particular that's a major pain in the ass to get though, and that's in Chapter 9 called Farewell. The chapter can take players over 40 minutes to beat, much longer than any other in the game, and offers up a torturous level of difficulty for anyone hoping to make it throughout without a single death. It is horrible, to be kind, though the bragging rights for those few who've beaten it without using assist mode are considerable. All this said, given that there isn't actually an achievement for collecting even a single Golden Strawberry because the developers didn't want it to define the game for completionists, is Chapter 9 really worth the days and weeks of raised blood pressure? Not if you ask me. Number 6, the Ninja Tracks Trials. The Trials games are as addictive as they are infuriatingly difficult, and let's be honest, the overwhelming majority of players struggle enough to make it through each game's ludicrously challenging extreme tracks, never mind anything harder. But of course, there is a secret upper echelon of even harder levels to be unlocked, those being the Ninja Tracks, which can only be accessed by getting gold medals on all of the extreme tracks. While the Ninja Tracks generally aren't torturously long, they do demand a mind-bogglingly level of nimbleness and attentiveness on the player's part, while maneuvering their bike around the track. If you don't have an acute understanding of how the game's physics work, there's no point even attempting the Ninja Tracks because you'll be quickly left tearing your own hair out. They're so hard that Trials Rising will even give you a pity achievement called Trials Ninja if you manage to beat just a single one of them, and doesn't even dare to offer a trophy for those few who actually conquered the whole lot.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon. Number 5. Get to level 99 in the first reactor, Final Fantasy VII. And now for something a little bit different. Ever since Final Fantasy VII was first released back in 1997, fans have joked about attempting to hit the game's level cap of 99 while still within the first reactor, the game's opening section. While absolutely physically possible, given the availability of low difficulty random battles within the first reactor, it's also such a mind-numbingly time-consuming, arguably pointless challenge that few have ever even bothered to attempt it. However, in 2017, a player going by the moniker of Circle Master managed to get Cloud and Barret to level 99 in the first reactor, having spent 500 hours of his free time over the course of 2 years doing so. Though there are few reports of others even attempting such an aggressively tedious task, it's easy to admire Circle Master's commitment and application to his quest, as the mental barrier alone to carrying on must have been the real challenge. Number 4. Supply Lines. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Anyone who played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas upon release will likely still be mildly traumatized by the game's mercifully optional RC0 mission, Supply Lines. Much like most of the GTA missions that require players to pilot unconventional vehicles, Supply Lines is awkward and frustrating, as players are forced to grapple with unwieldy controls and a brutal, brutal time limit. See, the mission requires you to pilot an RC plane in order to destroy a number of courier vehicles driving around the city, and then also get back to Zero's roof intact before you run out of fuel. Between the brutal fuel limit and armed resistance your targets will put up, failure is all but certain, with players potentially spending tens of hours getting through this damn thing. The player dissatisfaction was strong enough that Rockstar even altered the mission in future releases, granting a slightly more generous fuel allowance to make the level, you know, actually possible for us mere mortals to complete. Hell, even David Cross, who provided the voice for Zero in the game, famously admitted that he couldn't effing do it. And considering the only thing it ultimately grants you will be 100% completion, it is tough to justify the blood, sweat, and salty, salty tears. Number 3. Complete all the hard get-theres, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Last year's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remasters helped restore the beloved franchise's good name, though also reminded everyone just how intensely frustrating hoovering up the various collectibles can be. And nothing in the remaster is more maddening than the hard get-theres. The 19 soul-destroyingly difficult combos which require players to string together jumps, grinds, manuals, and so on to traverse lengthy sections of a level. Even a single hard get-there can require hours and hours of a player's time, and so nailing all 19 is basically a massive time sink. Now, as compulsively playable as Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 definitely, definitely is, this challenge is still a real test of how much free time you're willing to surrender to repetition, especially as all you'll get out of it is a damn trophy called, what else, got there. Unless you're adamant about getting 100% completion, just do yourself a favor and don't even bother. Number 2, the Sharpshooter Challenges, Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2 offers up a number of single-player challenges for players to complete in exchange for XP, money, and other useful items. However, there is much debate about which of the challenge types is the hardest, though there is a strong argument to be made that it's the sharpshooter challenges. The 10 increasingly difficult challenges require players to demonstrate a mastery of marksmanship, from killing 5 flying birds while in a moving train to killing someone over 80 feet away with a tomahawk throw, getting 7 headshots in a row, and killing 3 flying birds one after the other with a sniper rifle. And what do you get for your toil? Well, you'll gain Deadeye XP, cash and some equipment for your guns, while also being able to get 100% completion, presuming that you also complete the 80 other challenges in banditry, herbalism, gambling, and so on as well. Players who do complete all 90 challenges will unlock the snazzy Legend of the East outfit for their trouble, but is it really a reward worthy of all the time spunked getting there? Nah, not really. Number 1. The Iron Man Impossible Difficulty, XCOM. Much like Max Payne 3's New York Minute Hardcore mode, you'll want to pray to RNGesus if you ever consider tackling the XCOM series' Iron Man mode on Impossible Difficulty. Iron Man mode can only be recommended to true gluttons for punishment, because by preventing players from having multiple save files and also saving the game after every turn is completed, there's no way for them to save scum, that is, revert to an earlier save, if things go horribly wrong, and they will definitely go horribly wrong. As such, every turn becomes a gut-wrenching exercise in anxiety as you pray that the game's RNG won't screw over your entire run. Combine this with playing on the unforgiving impossible difficulty, where resources are scarce and the statistical odds are stacked against you every which way, and you've got perhaps the single most infuriating minute-to-minute experience that a gamer can willingly put themselves through. When success or failure is down to a literal dice roll, and your subsequent survival options are so extremely limited by the punishing difficulty, well, most of us are gonna have a bad time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.